Women Talk Biz with Vicky DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
And welcome to Women Talk Biz. We have a wonderful event that's coming up later this next month, actually. You know him from 60 Minutes. Come meet Scott Pelley, one of the most experienced and awarded correspondents in broadcast journalism, who will be in conversation with KSRO host Pat Kerrigan coming up on Wednesday, June 5th at the Flamingo Resort in Santa Rosa. Pelley served as CBS News chief White House correspondent, as anchor of the CBS Evening News for 6 years, and has been reporting stories for 60 Minutes since 2004. His stories have accounted for half of all the major awards won by that broadcast show since he joined it. Now he's on tour with his new book, The Truth Worth Telling, A Reporter's Search for Meaning in the Stories of Our Times. If you're trying to make meaning from the news, join us for a veteran correspondent's take on that and hear his defense of free speech and a free press. Pelley will be in conversation with the winner of the National Association of Broadcasters' highest honor, the Marconi Award, Pat Kerrigan. Tickets include the book and are available at SonomaCountySpeakerSeries.com or also on Eventbrite under Scott Pelley. Again, that's SonomaCountySpeakerSeries.com or go to Eventbrite and look for Scott Pelley. Well, welcome to Women Talk Biz. And of course, our host is Vicky DeArmond. Hi, Vicky. How are you?
I'm good, Michelle. Ready to rock.
Exactly.
We finished our big event, our Women Talk Biz Confab, and we're making plans for our September one. That one will be up in Sacramento. And then we've got a lineup in 2020 of four events.
Wow.
So we'll come back to Sonoma County in April 2020, and then we'll do a three others, but all here in Northern California. Yeah, there's a lot of energy from women, supporting women to keep doing it and to really seed and grow women, other women's businesses, and help them do that. So
for sure.
It's
and
an
so
exciting thing.
Let's go ahead and introduce our next guest.
Okay, one of our the lineup today, two of the people that we'll be talking to are roundtable experts from the Women Talk Biz Confab, and they're experts in their field. The first is Tanya Tyus Parker. She did a talk on event marketing to grow your business. So that she's from Legendary Marketing. And her topic is very close to my heart because that's what I do
right.
for a living, right? So I'm really delighted to talk to her. Tanya, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you. I'm excited you're here with us because your background, I just want to read a little bit about this. A championship event producer and coach, entertaining speaker, which is true. I've heard her. She shows how to make she shows you how to profit from hosting your own live events and retreats, bringing over 10 years experience as a training facilitator and marketing representative. So, and 20 years working for profit, nonprofits, and entrepreneurs as an event specialist. So you and I are the same breed, Tanya.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about, I think, you know, a lot of women business owners run their business and they don't even think, oh, are events something for me? Can you talk a little bit about why a woman might want to consider events as part of her marketing repertoire?
I think a woman might want to consider events is because the more times they get a chance to get in front of women, and not all, you know, not just a clinical aspect or not just to sell them something, it builds influence with people.
Oh.
It builds influence with women. We are a different kind of buyer. We don't just buy because you proved it worked. We buy because it makes us feel good. We buy because we know you and we like you, or we can relate to your story. And so when women have events and they speak a little bit at those events, it gives people a chance to know them. It gives women a chance to know them and to develop the, hey, I really want to do business with her.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention they get better at it and better at it. And before you know it, they're speakers and didn't know they were speakers. Mm-hmm. They're making money because people have been influenced by them and want to buy from them because they like them. So that's where the profit comes in.
And is this this process something that you think pertains mostly to women business owners, or is this? I mean, I think that you're right. Women do want to buy in this way from other women because we want to know the person we're in relationship with, even through commerce. But so this is sort of unique to women in this way.
I think it's unique to women in this way, but I don't think it would be lost for men to learn to do it this way.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I've come across, and I'll be sponsoring a gentleman coming from the UK who has discovered that women need the opportunity to get on stage. More women need to learn to get their voice in the room. And hosting their own events is the first way they do that.
And so what do you say to them in terms of, you know, what should this event be about? Or is it a workshop? Is it a small talk? What are the steps to on this road?
I think you should always, I've heard of women doing anything from the intimate settings where they just got some friends, a friend who's hosting them and maybe five or six more friends over to their home for tea. She may have just written a book and she does a reading from her book and they have tea and they have some girl talk about it. And there's no charge for it or anything like that. It's just the relationship building piece. So it can start as small as that. And then she may be planning a workshop or a meetup where they're paying $10 or $15. And she, again, gets to facilitate and walk them through whatever services it is she's providing.
Okay.
Then the next step would be the half-day or all-day workshop with a little higher price point. But, again, by this time, she's influenced all these women. Her group has grown. She's starting to make money. And successful events is not only determined by how many people you have in the room or how much money you make. Because as you begin to influence and grow and know people, if they're not your customers now, they will be your customers later.
Mm-hmm.
And you're building your list.
I agree. I think that, you know, also, there's everybody in the room, but there's everybody who's hearing about the
mm-hmm.
event, who's your
mm-hmm.
audience. So, you know, it's not it's actually a great little marketing tool and good for, you know, building a business. Tanya, we have such short time to talk to everybody, but I would like you to maybe give us your URL for your website if people want to reach out to you, since we don't have the confab for them to meet you.
I'd like for them to contact me at Coach Tanya. Tyus, T-Y-U-S, on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us and your information about events. I know you and I will talk again soon, and thank you.
Oh, yes, we will.
Thanks, Tanya. All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our next two guests. Nikki Connor is going to tell us about job growth. From being just a job to a CEO. That's coming up next. Woo! On Women Talk Biz.
KSRO.
Yes, we know it can be an emotional time if your home is infested with termites, bedbugs, spiders, ants, what have you. It happens in the cleanest of homes. So be calm, take a big, soothing, cleansing breath, and say,
Clark, we need you!
That'll work.
Clark Pest Control. Call for your free inspection. Clark will rid your home and yard of pests and keep them away. So be calm. Talk to us at 1-800-WE-NEED-YOU or clarkpest.com. Say, Clark, we need you.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
Women Talk Biz with Vicki DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
Welcome back to Women Talk Biz. And let's get right to our next guest who has a very fun message to share with us. Nikki Connor, she is going to tell us how to go from a J-O-B to a CEO of your own business. And she's on the line with us now. Hi, Nikki.
Is she there?
I think she should be able to hear us.
I'm here.
Okay,
good.
Hello.
Good, good, good. Thanks for coming in and talking to us here via phone. I wanted to sit at your round table and hear what you had to say. So I'm just going to ask you, you know, I think the evolution that you're providing for women is just really from that place where they're in a job to how do they make that leap. And it's just such an act of courage. How do you work with women in this way, Nikki?
So one thing is I help women go from their men and women. I work with both to go from their JOB to their CEO, meaning that they're starting their own business. But I also have a huge clientele of people who have been in business for years and they've never mentally made that transition. So I work with them when they get in a place where they're stuck. And it all looks the same. The first thing that I really work with is their mindset, helping them overcome the obstacles. A lot of times when CEOs get started, they have this vision of it always just being me, 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 and them always being in the picture. And so the hardest thing, no matter if they're brand new or if they've been in business for years, is to just get them out of the picture and to show them how to build a business where it's able to be duplicatable. So the first thing is mindset.
Okay, so it's really that, you know, we always see ourselves as the star of our own business, and it's really kind of stepping back and saying you're creating something apart from yourself. How do you give it legs long after, you know, you're a part of it? And, you know, also so you can actually take a vacation, which would be a nice thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is interesting to me that people have run businesses for years and they still haven't made that leap. Talk about that a little bit. Would you like, I mean, what stands in our way?
Really just having that overall vision as of how you want your business to be ran and not having it be ran by others. So one of my clients, he was getting ready to go back into corporate America in December of last year. He makes $4 million a year in his business. He'd been in business for almost 20 years. And he was literally ready to go back into corporate America because he was overwhelmed. And when I really got down to the nitty-gritty with him was he didn't feel comfortable passing along the duties that he had in his role. And that was that's very crucial when you're growing your business into being able to duplicate you, being able to replace you. And so I had to teach him how to build those strengths in someone and just start with someone that was brand new instead of looking for them to have that master's or that, you know, high-level degree and all this experience. Start with someone that you can literally mold into what you want in your company and then duplicate that. So over the last 90 days, he's been able to do that. It was actually someone that was on his team, and it's been able to run much smoother. And he's really excited about staying with his business and having a little bit more freedom to travel and be with his family.
Wow, I'm impressed by that. I do think it is lonely, as you know, I have this go on too sometimes as a business owner. I feel like all the decisions are in my head, and then it's sort of, you know, everybody else is just kind of more doing what I say. And I say to myself, I wish they would initiate more, you know, I wish they would take the charge. And yet I'm feeling like maybe I'm part of the reason they don't.
That's because you're hiring with an employee mindset versus a partner mindset. And so I go over that with you as well when you first get started.
Okay. So, yes, you can't give me a little head start on that, Nikki. Like, I could use some help like today.
well, just look for, you know, so the very first thing that I do when I have, when I sign up a client is I have them write down their core values as to who they are as a person and what they resemble in their company. And then in that, we kind of look for people that will be good partners, whether they've been in business for a while and they have someone in their network and they've just been afraid to just give them wings to be able to expand in their business. Just matching them up with your values in your company. And if it's a brand new person, you not doing the interviewing and the hiring, but you hiring someone else who understands your core values and understands your messaging, because oftentimes we get in the way when it comes to hiring as well.
Okay.
So having that second person interviewing helps too.
Wow, that's very helpful right there. Thank you. That doesn't mean I won't hire you. It just means that I wanted a little tip right there. No, you know, these are the questions I ask myself every day on how to run my business and how to expand my business and so on. And it's sort of funny because you don't know you're in the way, but you don't know how to get yourself out of it. So having a coach like you would be very helpful in that regard, because we can't be dispassionate about our businesses, apparently.
Absolutely. And understanding that when you are passing along a baton to someone else, that they might not get the job done 100% the way you would have, but it's good enough to where it represents your company, and it doesn't have to be perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, that's the hardest thing, perfectionism.
Yes.
I have a little trouble with that too. Former straight A student. What can I say? I'm like, oh no, this is not good. tell me, how would people reach you, Nikki, if they wanted to work with you?
So they can actually, I have a free information that I send out bi-weekly to people, and I'm also going to be sending out a free ebook as to the 10 steps as to transitioning into your very own role as a CEO. They can go to Nikki Connor, so it's NikkiConner.info. So it's .info. And they'll be able to get a free video on how to attract their ideal client with ease. And then from there, they'll keep getting more information as well as with the ebook that's coming out.
Okay, I'm there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Nikki.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
That is Nikki Connor, and again, her website is nikkiconner.info. We'll be right back. You're listening to Women Talk Biz.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right. My team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's Fast Track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock-and-shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadair.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadair.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
You know him from 60 Minutes. Come meet Scott Pelley, one of the most experienced and awarded correspondents in broadcast journalism, who will be in conversation with KSRO host Pat Kerrigan on Wednesday, June 5th at the Flamingo Resort in Santa Rosa. Pelley served as CBS News' chief White House correspondent, as anchor of the CBS Evening News for 6 years, and has been reporting stories for 60 Minutes since 2004. His stories have accounted for half of all the major awards won by that broadcast show since he joined it. Now he's on tour with his new book, The Truth Worth Telling, A Reporter's Search for Meaning in the Stories of Our Times. If you are trying to make meaning from the news, join us for a veteran correspondent's take on that and hear his defense of free speech and a free press. Pelley will be in conversation with the winner of the National Association of Broadcasters' highest honor, the Marconi Award, Pat Kerrigan. Tickets include the book and are available at SonomaCountySpeakersSeries.com or Eventbrite under Scott Pelley. Again, that's SonomaCountySpeakersSeries.com or on Eventbrite under Scott Pelley. Produced by Event Lab West.
Women Talk Biz with Vicki DeArmond and Michelle Marquess on KSRO.
And welcome back to Women Talk Biz. I'm Michelle Marquess in conversation with Vicki DeArmond, and we're having a lot of fun with some very cool guests during the program today. And we're going to wrap things up with someone who we can't exactly say the topic on
the air.
No,
we can't. We're going to beep.
We can't beep either, so we're just going to say F instead of the word.
I'm just going to say it without the word.
Okay, good. So our next guest, go ahead and introduce her.
We have Anna Rae Corder. She's the best-selling author of dozens of books, but her big hit is Stop Trying So Blank Hard, Live Authentically, Design a Life You Love, and Be Happy Finally. She is the author of so many books, and she's actually an expert in helping people publish books who, you know, are looking to add that to their repertoire and their marketing and so on. Mm-hmm. So let's bring her on because we have an event with her, and I think people are going to love this.
Hi, Honoree. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Good, Honoree. I'm glad to see you and hear you and meet you over the airwaves here, because I know we're going to meet in person on Thursday, May 23rd at an event out here at Sally Tomatoes. So, yeah. So she's coming. Where are you coming from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes. So, you know, this is a rare kind of sighting that we're going to be having here with Anna Rae Corder. And we laugh because I'm in the publishing business, but the use of swear words in so many titles, but if you look at the New York Times bestseller list, they all have that now, so, or quite a few of them. Tell me a little bit about why you wrote this book, this particular book.
This particular book I wrote because I see people really twisting themselves into pretzels to try to make other people happy to their own detriment. So mm-hmm. they are buying things they can't afford, doing things they don't want to do, and making choices that they don't want to make so that someone else would approve of them or like them or whatever.
Yeah, well, I think it's obvious. I think you can tell if you're trying too hard, but maybe there's some markers that you could give us to let us know that maybe we've strayed into this territory.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm watching Friends again for the first time, right? So the whole series, there was a behind the scenes recently, and someone asked Phoebe's character, "Would you help me do this?" And she said, no, I can't. I don't want to. Or I wish I could, but I don't want to. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if we all just were able to respond with that refreshing answer? So the first way you know is if you're not happy. Mm-hmm. If when you're in the process of going somewhere, you're thinking, I'd really rather be doing anything, right? I need to, you know, clip my toenails or clean out the cat box, maybe you're not doing something that you would really like. The more interesting notice would be if you're coping, if you're using a coping mechanism or a distraction mechanism, or you're self-medicating with things like TV or drugs or alcohol or food. Yeah. Or if you're looking for that vacation to get away from your life. There's this saying, design a life that you don't want to take a vacation from, where every day is a day that you love and look forward to.
Well,
or if you're go ahead.
No, I was going to say, paint that picture. How would it look if you didn't have that, have all those obstacles and, you know, reasons why and, you know, deceptions right. that you're doing to yourself? How would your life look, you know?
Right. You would feel better, right? I think you would wake up. Sometimes I think we all have this, where we wake up and when something stressful has happened in our lives and we have that moment before reality hits, before we remember the person that passed or the thing that we're doing that we don't want to do, that moment of, oh, right?
Right.
We all wake up excited and then we have that, oh, that realization. Well, you wake up and you're just up. You're just excited to get up. I get up at 4:00 every morning, 4:30 every morning, and I'm excited to be up because I have designed a life that I don't need to take a vacation from. Not that I don't take vacations, because I don't live in London or Paris or,
you know, I just want to give people a sampling of what they're going to get at this event, but maybe you could give us maybe a step or two to getting started with living a more authentic life. I mean, just to kind of get yourself into the lane where this is possible.
Sure. So I won't say the one that is my normal answer because it has F in the...
Yes,
in
thank
the,
you.
In the action item.
I like our FCC license, thanks.
Yes, of course. Yes. Well, but it's to put on a t-shirt that they... I always say I have my zero F t-shirt on, right? I don't care more than you care, right?
Yeah.
And I start making decisions that make me happy. Okay. So if when someone invites me to do something, if it's not a heck yes, it's a heck no.
I love that.
If I can't get really excited about it, then I'm like, I just am going to pass. And I don't have FOMO at all.
Well,
I don't have fear of missing out, because my attitude is, if I'm not there, it's not as much fun as it would have been anyway. But
yeah,
not,
right.
Not because it's me. But not because it's me. Not because I think that much of myself. I just think of that much of myself for me.
Exactly. I love that. Well, you know, this is the first thing. It's like, I was very happy that you were a heck yeah and coming out here and doing this event with us. We're trying to gather a lot of people to come see you. I just want to say where it is. It's at Sally's Tomatoes at the Somo Village. It's on Thursday, May 23rd, and it's 5:30 to 7. One of the things you should know about our events and what I'm excited about with you, Honore, is that as part of the ticket, you get the book. And so then you could see the swear word all by itself in there.
Yeah.
And then also you'd have all the tools. And it's appetizers are included. There's a bar there. It's a no-host bar. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of us there having fun, and we're going to all be having fun with you. So thank you so much for coming on, and even for this short time, and giving us a little taste of what's to come.
Thank you.
Really looking forward to it. Thanks, lady.
And what is the website to get tickets for this event?
It's at the womentalkbiz.net site.
Great. All right.
So that's where we're keeping it.
Wonderful. We'll see you next time here on KSRO.